Hello and welcome to FUMS Fitness Tips, a podcast where we discuss all things fitness, including the benefits and challenges one might face on a fitness journey and how to overcome them. My name is Fumi Johnson and I am your host. Thank you, beautiful people, for joining me once again this Thursday for another episode of FUMS Fitness Tips. I am really grateful to you all for your consistent support. It means the world to me. Speaking of consistency, we spoke about that last week where we discussed the importance of being consistent. On second thought, it occurred to me that the issue is not a lack of awareness, or you know that you need to be consistent. The issue we're having is how to be consistent. FUMS Fitness Tips to the rescue. I'm here to share some of the tips that have kept me and still keeps me consistent and motivated. Right, let's get on with it. I have 5 tips on how to stay consistent and motivated for you today. Tip number 1, remember why you started. I discussed this briefly last week in our SMART goal setting. I mentioned that setting a goal that has an actual benefit attached to it makes it relevant and as such becomes something that you can hold on to. This is called your why. You need a why. When you remember why you began your fitness journey, on days when you lack motivation, remembering why you started is sometimes the boost you need to kick you right back into it. For example, remembering that your health is greater than the excuses or that feeling insecure is no longer someone you want to be is enough to empower you to get you up and keep going. Tip number 2, surrounding yourself with people who motivate you. They say you're what you eat. My understanding of that saying is we are what we consume and what we surround ourselves with, not just food in the literal sense. When I created my Instagram fitness page, I did it to keep myself accountable, but also to inspire and be inspired by people who are like-minded at varying stages of their fitness journey. When I fell in love with fitness, it was all I spoke about and I still do. Some days at the start of my journey, when I felt like procrastinating a workout or I was worried that it would be too challenging, seeing other fellow fitness enthusiasts smashing their workouts got me excited and ready to get up and get my workout done. If you want to stay motivated, surround yourself with people and content that inspires you. I must put a disclaimer here. Make sure that when you do follow fitness pages or podcasts, you don't become unrealistic with your goals and expect magic to happen overnight. The aim is to inspire you, not to make you beat yourself up or put yourself down. You're already off to a good start. You subscribe to FUMS Fitness Tips podcast because somewhere along the line, my fitness journey, my drive, my determination has demonstrated to you that you too can achieve your goals. So well done. You're doing great. Tip number 3, holding yourself accountable. This is another fitness tip to help stay consistent. You have to find a way to hold yourself accountable. Do you trust yourself to show up every day? Some people are more self-disciplined than others, and that's okay. The key is to be honest with yourself. Do you need someone or something to keep you in line? Now, you don't have to create a fitness page and post daily like I do on my Instagram fitness page at FUMS Fitness. You could simply tell a trusted friend or two about your desire to start a healthy lifestyle. Sometimes simply telling someone subconsciously makes us feel obligated to do it because you don't want to let them down. Another way I keep myself accountable is by using my fitness watch. It actually sends me reminders daily to stay active and sets me daily and weekly goals to get my steps in or do some sort of exercise. Here comes another disclaimer. Don't get obsessed with the number of calories burned or compare your calories to someone else's on their fitness watches. Focus on your own journey and metrics. Let it be a guide, not a tool for punishment or self-loathing. Tip number 4, believe in yourself. You need to believe in yourself. You need to trust that you will achieve your fitness goals. Be your own cheerleader. Cheer yourself on. When you decide to make a positive change in your life, sometimes people around you don't understand it or they pigeonhole you and think it's just a fluke. Let that be your motivation to prove yourself and everyone else wrong. You can do it. Clap for yourself if they don't want to. Applaud yourself because sometimes people are slow to catch on. Do it for you.
believe in yourself. Tip number 5, be patient with the journey. The operative words here are patient and journey. You have to be patient and realize that it takes time, and more importantly, creating a fitness lifestyle is a journey. Nothing worthwhile is easy. There will be easier days and tough days. That is what makes the success that you will achieve be an achievement that you can truly be proud of. Fitness should be enjoyed, not a fat diet or quick fix. The result you seek will come, but you have to do the work. Trust the process, be patient with the journey, and be kind to yourself.
Now it's time for us to get moving as I introduce my favorite part of the show, exercise of the week. In this segment, I choose an exercise, briefly discuss it, and suggest that you do this exercise at least once a week before our next episode. The exercise of the week for this week's episode is, drumroll, cobra pose or upward dog. It's yoga time! I really do enjoy yoga because I find it really relaxing and a way to stretch or strengthen my muscles on my active rest days or after a workout. I have chosen the cobra pose as it is one of my favorite exercises to stretch my lower back and core. Stretching and mobility is as important as all the other more active exercises. I also find that it helps me perform better. Here are your instructions. Lay down on your stomach with your forehead on the mat. Place your feet hip width apart and the top of your feet on the mat. Place your hands under your shoulders with your fingers spread and pointing towards the front of your mat. Tuck your elbows into your body. Engage your lower belly. Lift your kneecaps and press your hip bone, thighs and tops of your feet into the mat. Now, lift your head and your chest off the mat, resting on your forearms. This is called baby cobra. Remaining in the same position, start straightening your arms and lift your belly button off the floor, keeping your hips on the mat. Go only as far as your body would allow. This is known as full or high cobra. Open up your chest and roll your shoulders back. Tilt your head back and look up. If there's tension or pain in the neck, look straight ahead of you. Hold this pose for 3 or more breaths. Like my yoga instructor says, if you're not breathing, you're not stretching. This is a nice, lovely lower back and upper body stretch for the exercise of the week. Try to incorporate the cobra pose a few times before our next episode. I promise you won't regret it. We have an exciting exercise of the week this week, and I have also shared 5 tips to stay consistent and motivated on your journey to creating a sustainable fitness lifestyle. It has been 5 weeks of sharing my fitness journey and useful fitness tips that I have learned. I want to hear from you on how you're getting on and how you found the podcast so far. There's an exciting feature which I recently added onto the podcast. It's the option to leave a voice message. There is a link to do this in the podcast description on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or anywhere where you listen to your podcast. It will take you to Anchor FM and allow you to record a short message. I'm looking forward to hearing from you all. Your message might just be featured on a future episode. Exciting! I want to thank you all for taking a moment out of your day to download and listen to my podcast. It is hugely appreciated. Please subscribe to my podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, and anywhere you listen to podcasts. Leave a comment, share this with your friends and families via word of mouth on your social media platforms. Tell everybody about FUMS Fitness Tips. You can also find me on my website, www.fumsfitness.com, and on my Instagram fitness page, at FUMS Fitness. See you next Thursday for another episode of FUMS Fitness Tips podcast. Bye!